But with that thought in mind, because it's Monday, because it's crunch time, because it's the final segment, what do you say we do, well, this?
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dr. Nick. I remember.
There you go. Welcome to the Richter Scale. It's how we wrap up crunch time on a Monday by talking about the weekend that was. To many, sports are an escape from the real world, and plenty of real-world stresses can be melted away during 3 hours at the ballpark or an evening on the couch watching sports. Other times, they collide together and become aren't a place to escape anymore. And that's what happened to the Angels before the All-Star break when Tyler Skaggs tragically passed away in his hotel room at only 27 years old. Mike Trout wore his 45 during the All-Star game to honor him, and the Angels in their first home game after the break, the entire Anaheim squad wore number 45, and the pitching staff threw a no-hitter. Mike Trout went on to say post-game that they scored 7 runs in the first. They finished with 13. 7-13 is Tyler's birthday. 7-13-91 was Tyler's birthday. The year he was born, it was also the last time that there was a combined no-hitter thrown in California. The team laid out their 45 jerseys on the mound. There's a big 45 on the back of the mound. They had a big memorial for him on the wall in center field. And if you're not moved by any of this, you're an alien. Go back to your alien beings with your heartless alien friends. How beautiful of a moment was this on Friday night?
It was unbelievable. If that, all I could say is, if they did that in a TV show or a movie, you'd be like, I think they might be taking some license there. But the fact that it happened, just the outpouring of emotion and just to see the reaction of Trout was awesome. That was a 10.
Yeah. Novak Djokovic won his 16th Grand Slam title by winning his second straight Wimbledon title at the All England Lawn and Tennis Cricket and Croquet Club with an epic 5-set final against Roger Federer. The Joker won 7-6, 1-6, 7-6, 4-6, and then 13-12 in a marathon of a final that lasted nearly 5 hours. 5 hours of tennis! The new tiebreaker rule was introduced for the 5th set as well to avoid a Isner-Mahut matchup in 2010 that finished the 5th set 70-68 and was a match that took 11 hours and 3 days to finish. As they said, the 16th major championship for Joker, only behind Nadal and Federer, who have 18 and 20 respectively. Novak's only 32 with plenty of more great years of tennis ahead of him. How great of a Wimbledon final was that on Sunday?
That was unbelievable. I think I watched at least 40 minutes 3 different times. I got the lawn cut. I went to the store and came back. I'm not kidding. I got a lot done.
In shorts.
Yep. No, that's epic. You've got two of maybe the greatest 5 players ever. When it comes to slams, like you said, 2 of the 3 best ever. Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm a big major tennis fan. I'm giving that a 10 as well.
We're about 50 days away from the start of the NFL season, which means it's time to start putting on the sunscreen, inflating your inflatable swans, donuts, floaties, wiping the cobwebs off the patio furniture, because we're getting ready to cannonball into football season. The big event in the NFL this week is the deadline for teams to sign players on the franchise tag onto long-term deals. 3 major names have been the focus of NFL insiders: Jadeveon Clowney of the Texans, Grady Jarrett of my Fail Clowns, and the 49ers' Robbie Gould. That's right, a kicker is trying his hand at this new player empowerment movement in the NFL. A kicker. He's trying to go full Le'Veon. Well, it turns out the 49ers have reached a deal with Gould, giving him $10.5 million over the next 2 years. This makes Gould the second highest paid kicker on a per year salary. And this last part has nothing to do with what I've been talking about so far, but it needs to be mentioned. The Rams are paying Johnny Hecker $21 million over 6 seasons. He's a punter. What is going on here? How big of a deal is it that the 49ers are signing Robbie Gould to an extension?
By the way, you think the Bears wish they maybe kept him around for last year? What's he going to be, 37?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
He was the most accurate kicker in the NFL last year. And, you know, a kicker, 37, 38, that's nothing. We saw Janikowski and those guys. Vinatieri's going to kick till he's about 70. So, you know, it's a big deal if they're back and healthy. I don't know if they're going to contend in the West, but we've seen what having a kicker you can't rely on can do. So I'm going to call that a 7.
Hey, Papa!
The MLB trade deadline is coming closer, and teams are starting to decide if they're going to be buyers or a seller. And two moves were made this weekend that were trades. That's about all I can really say about them. The Red Sox took the only major league quality player from the Baltimore Orioles, and Andrew Cashner, and the A's traded for Homer Bailey of the Royals. The A's, who would be in the playoffs if they ended today, added Bailey, who has a 4.8 ERA. But the A's need some pitching and don't give up too much to add to their rotation. Cashner, however, is having one of his best full seasons in the majors so far. The Red Sox are very much in the hunt for the AL wild card, if not making a run at the division. 2.5 back of the A's for that second wild card spot, but 10 behind the Yankees. How big of an impact will these two trades have on the AL playoff push?
Man, Homer Bailey over the last, I think this is his best ERA at 4.8 since 2014. If they want a guy to eat up some innings, you know, pitch a Thursday, pitch a Monday, that's okay. You know, with the, we talk about the dude who came over from Baltimore, that's just an addition. I don't think it's going to be major impactful. I think it'll kind of get lost in the mix. Let's give that a 4. All right.